With their win last night over Oakland, the Eagles clinched the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. Good news for Philly fans and potentially good news for some local businesses because the city now has a better chance of hosting two playoff games. More from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
Fan Cave is a full-service tailgating experience. You pick the location and they'll bring the goods. A trailer, three big-screen TVs, even bathrooms.
Yeah, kind of give you everything you couldn't fit in your car.
Colleen O'Hara co-founded Fan Cave a few years ago. It's been 4 years since Philly hosted a playoff game, which means she's never been in business for an Eagles playoff run.
You know, January is only when we start winding down and resting and re-preparing for the next year.
Now Fan Cave is expecting a bird's bump. Depending on how many wins the Eagles rack up, O'Hara could be booked into early February. January is typically a slow time in the hospitality industry, says Larry Needle with the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau. A few Eagles wins could deliver an extra jolt to the city's economy and its psyche.
It's really a win on many levels for us.
A win, but maybe not a rout, financially speaking, that is. When locals spend money on game day, they're often just redirecting cash that would have been spent at other neighborhood businesses. The real impact comes from outsiders who travel in for the festivities. An NFL playoff game can deliver a few thousand visitors, says Needle, but not as many as the Army-Navy game or the NFL draft.
When you're literally bringing tens of thousands of fans into the city, that said, it's still not insignificant.
One estimate, conducted the last time the Eagles hosted a playoff game, put the economic impact at $10 million per game. In the typically tight-fisted weeks after Christmas, that's the kind of green Eagles and non-Eagles fans can get behind. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.